Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, hour number three. We're kicking it off right now in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Funny.
And Mark.
And the phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can bring up anything. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Big news in the last few days is that Bankman has been arrested. He's been indicted on what looks like 8 counts of various different types of financial crimes conspiracy. And we went into the indictment earlier here tonight. Some websites have calculated he faces up to about 115 years in prison as a maximum potential sentence on these counts. Now, of course, we know how this system works. We know they're going to layer on as many charges as they possibly can, whether or not they have a case for them.
Right. They don't want to put on a case. They don't want a fair trial.
No.
Now, I'm certainly not rooting for Sam Bankman, but...
But he deserves a fair trial at the very least.
Well, I mean, I don't know how the government's going to make this better. I'm not going to lose any sleep tonight knowing that Sam Bankman fraud is in a jail in Bahamas. But I don't know how anyone imagines the government's going to make it better. The only purpose for the government in here is like, well, everything's a disaster, and we're going to dole out the last of the money that we've got, and we're going to try to go find the money that maybe he stole some.
And they'll take it all for themselves.
They probably won't give a penny back to anybody whose money
it is.
They'll
pat themselves on the back for it, and they'll issue press releases about how great they are.
And then they'll regulate Bitcoin more, just like Bankman-Fried wants anyway.
Well, yeah, and that's the big theory about Bankman, is that he was always a government asset. That this was something that was set up from the beginning to fail with the intention of it being the new excuse for why the state needs to regulate cryptocurrency businesses. So we've been following the Bankman situation for the last month. We never really spoke about him prior to that, but I was aware of him as this egomaniac, basically, who put his face on all of his advertisements for FTX. Right next to the FTX logo was a bigger image of
Sam
Bankman.
Sounds like a bad, advertising strategy, because he's ugly.
Well, I mean, it worked for him, apparently. He had this whole... This persona that was sort of based on being this great man, the great man who gives of himself to charities and politicians, and he is a philanthropist.
I'm super into the crypto space, like reading the articles every day.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm in it a little bit, and I've never heard of him. What about you?
Oh, no, I'd only heard of him in that I've seen his advertisements with his face on them. And I was not aware of all the propaganda about him. I didn't ever watch any of the interviews with him. I had no idea about all the love that he was being showered with by mainstream media and politicians and such. But I did end up hearing that he was a big advocate for regulation. So I only knew two things about him. I knew he was a big advocate for regulation in the industry, and I knew that he loves himself so much he put his own face on the side of a building with an advertisement and multiple advertisements featuring him. And I just thought, something's wrong with this guy.
Yeah, like I said, people seem to keep falling for this particular scam. There's this great money genius, and all I have to do is give him my money, and he'll make more money for me, and I'll be rich. Well, that's all I have to do.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's not the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the real money geniuses out there. You know, there's several of them you can think of. And
Ramsey or something?
What's that?
Dave Ramsey or something?
I don't know. I mean, Ramsey's a good
guy. He's anti-crypto.
Whether he is or not.
He's good at helping people pay off debt, though.
Yeah, I think that Ramsey's good for getting part of the way there.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to get out of debt before you can actually make money. Right,
and that's something worth mentioning. If you pay off anything you pay off, and whatever the interest rate is, that's the amount of money that you're making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got an 8%, if you've got an 8% rate that you can make by putting your money into it right now, or you can pay off a credit card that's at 12%, pay off the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're making 12%.
Right.
So,
So what do we need to know here? Well, Bankman is in custody right now. He was arrested in the Bahamas. I think he thought being in the Bahamas was going to protect him. It did not. He's been taken into custody, and he was denied bail. His next court date is February 8th. According to dailymail.co.uk, he is in a facility that was described in 2019 as, quote, not being fit for humanity, unquote. On Tuesday, a judge ordered that the FTX founder be held without bail while he fights extradition to the U.S. on a range of charges that include securities and wire fraud. SBF, who's I prefer to call him Bankman, 30 years old, argued he should be granted a $250,000 bail and house arrest because of his veganism, his depression, and dependency on medication. Instead, Chief Magistrate Joanne Ferguson Pratt ordered that he must spend the next 2 months at the Bahamas' infamous Fox Hill Prison.
Why can't they just give him his medicine and give him vegan food?
Well, in the United States, you might get it. You might actually get vegan fare, maybe vegetarian. Whether you will probably get medication in the U.S., but the Bahamas may be a different story.
Well, it's pretty clear that they're attempting to punish him before he...
of course, that's happened to me, too. It happens to everyone in this, the criminal justice system.
But that's the problem, is that, you know, if you want me to believe in a system that supposedly finds you innocent before proven guilty, convince me.
Yeah.
Because this isn't convince me. Now, I'm not saying that Sam Bankman-Fried is guilty, but I'm saying he deserves to be presumed innocent, because that's the way the system's supposed to work. And if
he
didn't
run, I mean, to his credit, like he
could have run at any point,
presumably.
Yeah. I mean, a guy with this kind of money could have got a private jet,
right,
and left Bahamas. It would have been really difficult for them to find him. And by the way, any private jet, he could have got a Gulfstream 5 that would have got him as far as he needed to go for, you know, to get away. In whatever circumstances.
A few grand?
And
several
chose
thousand?
Well,
many
thousand.
Well, I don't know what it costs to fly in a private jet.
Oh, yeah. If you were talking about bringing a private jet like a Gulfstream 5, it was probably going to be a $100,000 trip. But taking it to Moscow, I would guess it's
Well, with all the money he raided, or someone raided from FTX the night of the bankruptcy, he could certainly afford that.
Well, I'm sure that if he's sitting in jail tonight, I'm sure he's thinking that $100,000 would have been money
would
well
have been
spent.
Cheap, yeah.
Well, I agree with Mark about making sure you presume somebody is innocent until they're proven guilty, but the only thing is he's being held in Bahamas right now, not the United States, so maybe they don't have those
kind
of laws.
English common law. So it's the same stuff.
Are they English common law?
Yeah.
Is the Bahamas a British protectorate
still?
So the chief judge there ordered him held at Fox Hill, known for its rodent infestations, violence, and the mixing of children with adult prisoners.
Oh my goodness.
For his next court appearance on February 8th. According to the story here, the facility was designed to hold 1,200 inmates, but regularly incarcerates around 2,400 prisoners. And there is a short video here on the Daily Mail site where somebody, you know, there's like a media tour being done of the Fox Hill jail or prison or whatever you want to call it. And it looks like there's about six men that are being held in a cell that probably shouldn't have more than three or four guys in it. So, yeah, it's definitely at high capacity for prisoners. That said, we've seen images from some of the South American prisons, and they are literally just stacking dudes on top of dudes there. So this may not be, you know, I've heard a rumor it's one of the top five worst, but I don't know if I believe
it. All this is a make money program for the jailers. Freed's going to buy himself his own cell, and he's going to get it.
Speaking exclusively to the Daily Mail, Bahamas-based attorney Ramona Farquharson said that it was very likely that SBF will be granted a hearing at the Bahamian Supreme Court, where he could still be given bail prior to February 8th. She said it's unlikely he'll be held in Fox Hill's general population, but rather in the prison's remand center. In a separate interview, she said, "I think they've got to be careful not to have him in really rough areas of the prison."
Also, what's the purpose of bail? I mean, like, why do they have it? Bail's supposed
to ensure you show
ensure
up for trial.
That you show up for trial. So jail, presumably, is only to make sure that you show up for trial.
Mm-hmm.
As long as far as I'm concerned, you have a nonviolent man who has shown that his willingness to stay put so far. if I'm the judge in this circumstance, I'm probably going to be looking at bail.
Yeah, then they denied it, so what's the point of that?
And, you know, maybe a little ankle monitor or something like that.
U.S. State Department study on the prison found it was infested with rats and maggots. While due to the low staffing numbers, inmates have only been allowed out of their cells for 30 minutes per week. I'll tell you more about it coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. bring up anything on your mind. Ian, Bonnie, and Mark are here in the studio. And the number again for you is 603-283-6160. We have a TikTok channel. You can go to tiktok.freetalklive.com. And you can follow our TikTok channel at least as long as the channel exists, which probably won't be forever, given that they've already banned at least one of our videos. And it was restored, but...
No, it was actually never restored. It was so weird. It was like, all right, you win the rebuttal or whatever, so you're going to get your video back. Don't worry. And it was just like days later, and I was like, well, forget that. I'm just going to repost it. Then they blocked that again. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, well, forget that. I'm just... Or they blocked that second one. So they did restore it, I guess, after like a week.
She said they restored it later.
I forgot, but it took like way longer. And by the time... And she reposted it. Even though they had won the agreement, it's actually not hate speech. It still got banned again. So
but then it was
again.
Reposted. So anyway, check out tiktok.freetalklive.com as long as it lasts. That's tiktok.freetalklive.com. We've got the story about the Fox Hill Prison, which is where Bankman is being held, the man who's been arrested for an alleged fraud operation behind the scenes at the FTX crypto exchange that has been in the news pretty dominant over the last several weeks. He got picked up a couple of days ago in the Bahamas, currently in the Fox Hill Prison, where a U.S. State Department study, according to dailymail.co.uk, found it is infested with rats and maggots. Inmates, which are being held in overcrowded conditions, of course, like many, you know, foreign countries, especially in South America, but again, this is the Bahamas, where we hear about just terrible prison conditions. One section of the study says, quote, many cells also lacked running water, and in those cells, inmates removed human waste by bucket.
Oh my.
Continued, saying that sanitation was a general problem. With cells infested with rats, maggots, and insects, ventilation was also a general problem. Prisoners in maximum security had access to sanitary facilities only 1 hour a day and used slop buckets as toilets.
Have you been to the Bahamas?
We got to talk about prison and then let's talk about Mark. No, I have not yet been to the Bahamas.
I went on a cruise.
I just wanted to know, is there like a lot of different races there? Or is he going to like stick out like a sore thumb?
Almost all black people.
As like the white guy.
He will be the white guy.
Maybe like picked on. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
The foreigner too.
Yeah, I think, it's largely black population. But there are some what they call Conky Joes.
What is that?
Is that a white person?
It's a white person.
Prison inmates complained about the lack of beds and bedding, and as a result, inmates developed bed sores from lying on the bare ground. While a study done years previous described the prison as harsh and primitive, there are a total of 7 housing units in the prison, including maximum security, a female unit, and central intake. Throughout the prison, minors are sharing cells with adult prisoners. In a separate 2021 Amnesty International study found that prisoners at Fox Hill did not have access to bathrooms and were forced to slop out. Suicides are common, as mental health care for inmates is virtually non-existent. The study reads,
if they don't have potties, they don't have mental health.
The study reads, quote, there have been repeated, unconfirmed, serious allegations of sexual abuse and rape, which do not appear to have been adequately investigated by the authorities.
Oh.
Shocking, huh, Mark?
Right. I mean, you know, this is... There's some theories behind incarceration. Some of it is just build a wall and let whatever the hell goes on behind it go on.
That literally happens in some South American countries where I think it was it Venezuela?
Yeah, it was Venezuela.
We
where they just
the video.
Gave the prisoners the prison. We talked about it.
Yeah, and they just literally live like kings inside of this prison, even though the thing is still surrounded by the military at some level. It is still a controlled facility to some extent. The prisoners have taken over the entire operation, and they let their bitches come in, and they have sex with them, and there's like products being sold and bought, and it's just a crazy
And they're not like incels, obviously.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation.
I don't know why. You know, like we've really gotten away from the idea that, somehow, like, everything's supposed to be terrible for inmates. You know, like, what's wrong with somebody's wife visiting them or whatever?
How is it going to, quote unquote, correct somebody to just sit them around in terrible conditions with other bad men?
If you take bad people, put them in a bad place, treat them badly for a series of years. Then you let them go, and you think they're going to act good? They don't know how to do anything but act bad.
Apparently, it was one of the prison officers that told the Nassau Guardian in an anonymous interview in 2019, quote, dogs don't deserve to live in the state that maximum security is in. There's no ventilation. Boy, you don't even know. Did you know that rats run up and down all day, every day? It's not fit for humanity. That's one of the guards that works in this facility that said that. The officer went on to say inmates rarely leave their cells to shower because violence is so prevalent. A former inmate of Fox Hill, Matthew Sewell, who was wrongfully imprisoned on sexual assault charges in 2015, told the Jamaican Gleaner, quote, I was beaten and stabbed several times and had to fight to stay alive. Unquote. Speaking about spending time in solitary, he said, quote, the only movements I could feel in that cell was rats crawling over my body. While he said he had developed chronic skin disease due to the exposure to the rodents. He said further, quote, Fox Hill is a very dangerous prison. I was treated like a dog and placed on the condemned block with hardened criminals. It was only through the grace of God that I survived. And again, wrongfully convicted, this guy.
I just
how many bodies they pull out a week out of there.
What is this, Time magazine? Or what's this?
This is the Daily Mail. They're reading different, they're taking excerpts from different studies. You got Amnesty International, the U.S. State Department, and then newspaper stories.
Because I'm just so cautious about the mainstream media, I just am starting to think, what if they're just telling us how bad the prisons are for this one inmate? You know, they don't tell us about how bad the prisons are for every inmate that goes in, and, you know, they don't report on that. They're just reporting on it because of Bankman-Fried. It just feels to me like they're trying to be like, look, the U.S. government's doing something. He's going to get what he deserves, and I just, I don't know. He's probably in his own cell.
Well,
you
now.
Know what he's not. What we're not going to get? We're not going to get the politicians that took money from Bankman-Fried to give their money
no,
back.
No, definitely
to
not.
To the victims.
Definitely
right.
not. In 2019, a Bahamian pastor who was convicted of rape charges in the U.S. begged a judge in his homeland to send him back to the U.S. to see out his 20-year sentence. The pastor escaped to the Bahamas while on trial in Georgia. However, after he was apprehended in Nassau and put in the Fox Hill prison, he wanted out.
Seemed like a bad idea.
He said when a judge told him he would be extradited, he said, quote, thank you. I've been threatened by gangs. Fox Hill ain't no place to nobody to stay in. I'm ready to go. He said, and of course that's what they're saying is the prediction is that Bankman is going to do the exact same thing and just say, all right,
well, they're
take
saying,
me to the U.S.
They're saying that he's going to be in a better section of this place.
Well, that was a theory from one of the lawyers or whatever, but a better section of a jail like that ain't going to be a whole lot better.
Especially if he said he already has, like, depression and stuff like that, it could be a lot worse.
Well, in all likelihood, there'll be payoffs to guards in order to have a better life in there under, you know, I don't know how good it can get, but it isn't going to be this bad. It's an awful place, I'm sure.
Yeah. And whether he will ever comment on these conditions while he's in there to the media remains to be seen. If media can even get access to prisoners while they're in this Bahamian facility. If you want to comment, you can join the show. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the artists are revolting over artificial intelligence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Moscow on Wednesday said no Christmas ceasefire was in the cards after nearly 10 months of devastating war in Ukraine, even as the release of dozens more prisoners, including an American, showed that some contacts between the two sides remain. Russia and Ukraine are not currently engaged in talks to end the fighting, which is raging in the east and south, and reached Kyiv again on Wednesday. Survivors of mass shootings targeting U.S. LGBT nightclubs detailed the violence they endured and criticized inflammatory political rhetoric in a congressional hearing on Wednesday. We are being slaughtered and dehumanized across the country in communities you took oaths to protect, said Matthew Haynes, owner of the Club Q nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where five people were killed and 22 wounded in a mass shooting last month. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do have a chat server, by the way. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and other trolls and such. You can create your own channels if you want to. It's an open server. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. It's a Matrix-based chat system, and that means it's federated with other Matrix servers all around the planet. And it's pretty cool. I highly recommend you check it out.
Does that mean people who didn't sign up for our chat would be able to get in there somehow?
Some, yes. So the server is open to the rest of the internet, but not every room is. So we did create a handful of our rooms. So there's several quote-unquote official rooms on the Free Talk Live chat server at chat.freetalklive.com is where you get the instructions to join it. The official rooms, some of them are open as what you would call federated, meaning that people from other servers can join them. Others, like our On Air Now channel, that's exclusive for members of our server. So there are a few of those channels. You can, if you go to chat.freetalklive.com, you'll be able to see which channels are restricted to server only. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, so check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. One of the things we've been talking about a lot, Mark, in the last, and it's more been on the Aria and Conan nights, for whatever reason, we kind of focus in on pop tech stuff.
Well, I was glad I got to hear Mark talk about Meta yesterday. It was just fun.
Yeah, and so it's kind of fun having you here, Mark, to weigh in on some of these topics we've literally been discussing for months, which is one of them that has gotten a lot of airtime in on Free Talk Live has been the sort of rise of quote-unquote artificial intelligence. And I'm saying that because if Chris Wade were here, he would say it's not really artificial intelligence. It's something.
I agree with him.
It's good programming. Yeah. It's interesting, but it's not like self-taught or learning. It's, you know, it's not getting smarter over time per se. You can't, it's not yet passing the Turing test, although we're getting
and
close.
That's why I just think it's so silly that everyone, including like Roger Ver and Arya, seem to think that Lambda was actually intelligent. It's just
this
like
is Google's AI bot.
Yeah, if something is good enough, it can research the internet and come up with the answers that it gave. Like, I feel like it's just simple, like the answers it gave. Like, weren't
Lambda?
Like, yeah, they weren't like...
No, Lambda was really
I'm not
brilliant.
Simple. It wasn't really brilliant. Like, I say stuff more brilliant than that all the time about
you
philosophy.
Are very
and
intelligent
you...
and well-educated on philosophy. But this robot, this AI that she's talking about, Google Lambda, which... The thing with Lambda is we don't know. Well, that's a whole other discussion. But what we don't know about this is how it actually works, because Google hasn't released it to the public. It was a leak over the summer by an ethicist who was working for Google who released a chat log. We don't know if the chat log was edited.
What is ethicist?
Somebody who studies ethics, right? They look at a system and they say, is there some sort of ethical violation here? Are we doing something wrong? That kind of thing. So what we don't know is whether the chat log was valid, right? Because he just released a chat log ostensibly with this AI, and who knows whether it was real or not, right? But if it was real, it was pretty persuasive. We read the thing out loud. But what I wanted to focus on here wasn't the state of chatbots, because we have talked recently about ChatGPT, which is the latest hot thing in the world of chat AI, sort of. But the other news that we've covered a lot has been the status of AI artwork. Now, even though, Bonnie, you are a big critic of all things artificial intelligence, you don't like robots, you don't like where things are going in this area, you do like the AI artwork.
It's fun.
You've had fun with the AI artwork.
But I don't feel like I'm like training it to do anything.
No.
It's just like a program. Like, you input something, it's going to output something from its, you know, database of what it has. I don't like really the chatting to them thing, because it feels like you're teaching them. Mm-hmm. I have tried it a little to ask it how it feels about like paying taxes, and does it know that the government is coercion, does mm-hmm. it understand that type of stuff.
Yeah, we have played with the chatbots a little bit as well, but the majority of the time we've spent with AI, Bonnie and I, has been with these artwork bots, and they are really entertaining, and it's a lot of fun for those just, you know, hearing about this topic.
Well, I can tell you this: if Google wants to create to get some press around their new better chatbot, then it would be all the better to call it AI. You know, you're going to have to go a ways to convince me that AI exists.
Sure.
I mean, it's not the kind of thing where it's like it should be marginal.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it has to be able to pass the Turing test and all that. I didn't really want to talk about the chatbots so much as the AI artwork that's going on out there. It is, for those that are unfamiliar, you can try these things out, usually for free. They'll give you like a free few run-throughs. You can try some of the art and see what it's like. Midjourney is one of them. There's another one called DALL-E 2. There's one that you can actually download onto your own computer and actually run it for free, called Stable Diffusion. That one's out there as well. So there's various different options out there to explore, and they have different kind of ups and downs. DALL-E 2 is pretty advanced, but they want to own the copyright on anything that you create.
And
so
Stable Diffusion is like you have to be at least a little bit techie to use.
Stable Diffusion does require a little more work to get set up and operating, but then you have basically unlimited use, although
it's just on your computer, so you don't have to worry at all about like feeding the AI.
Correct. But the problem with the new Stable Diffusion is they've forced not safe for work filter on it, and they're actually filtering out artist names. This was a huge problem now with Stable Diffusion, which was the most exciting one because it's the only one that's open source.
Wait, so it's open source, but they can put a filter on it? Can't somebody just go in the source and change it?
You would think they could, but so far they haven't. Now, maybe at some point that will be coming, but at least with the initial release, it hasn't been cracked or whatever it is they would have to do that. They have to somehow train it. So for those that aren't familiar, what they've done here is they've ingested basically all of the art on the internet into some sort of database that they've somehow gotten down to like 4 gigabytes or something like that. I don't know how this works. I cannot explain the engineering behind it. But essentially, you can type in the thing you want this artist, this robot AI artist, to generate for you, the image that you want it to generate. You want it to generate a landscape. You want it to generate a picture of a building or a party or a superhero or whatever it is that you can think of. You can tell it. And it will come up with something. It may not be exactly what you envisioned. It may be better.
That's an artist.
Right. It may be better than what you envisioned. But it will cook it up in less than a minute in most of these cases.
Yeah, that's what's really shocking. Yeah. It's like how fast it happens.
You will get a high-resolution piece of art that you could use as like a desktop background if you wanted to in, you know, 60 seconds.
And even like the concept will be like, wow, how does anyone come up? Like a human couldn't have come up with the concept that quickly in a lot of cases. Because you just give it like, you know, Captain America punching a Nazi, and then it looks like it could look any type of way. You
except
know, like,
the word Nazi's banned probably from most of these online systems, so well, you wouldn't whatever. Be able to do that.
It doesn't have to just be a small image of the two together with a blank background. Like, it'll come up with really creative stuff sometimes, and you're just like, whoa. I mean, I don't know if that's the best example, but like,
and you can get better at doing the prompting, too, and then it'll get better at, you know, putting together what you want.
It can't make a dog that looks like my dog, and that pisses me off.
The interesting thing that's happening here is the real artists are, a lot of them, are livid about this, right? Because this is essentially commoditizing artwork to some extent. Now, it's never going to get rid of real human artists because those people can do a much more custom job. They can make changes easier, you know, that kind of thing.
They
at
can
least
make
for
things
now.
Neater. Like, sometimes these things are just, like, missing an arm.
Or they'll add an extra finger or add an extra arm.
It cannot do letters.
Yeah, it can't do text on a page.
Which
from what
we've
seen.
Which is so shocking. Like, you would think that'd be so easy to just input, and it's, I don't know why, it just comes up with an alien language if you try to make it.
Yeah, but it's getting better at almost everything that it does. At some point, they'll have the text thing down, right? They're probably just not focusing on that right now. But the artists are really pissed because it's like, well, you used to have to hire an artist to do a thing now. Let's say you want to come up with clip art for your website. You could just go to a website that has clip art and pay them to do it. Or you could just use one of these generators and just crank out some words. And
when do the AI talk show hosts come?
We're already there. And there's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here if you want to join us, especially if you want to comment on AI art. Maybe you have gotten into this, or maybe you are one of the artists who is throwing a temper tantrum about the fact that there's now a computer program that within seconds can crank out high-resolution art. We were just showing Mark during the break. This is your first exposure to this stuff, right, Mark?
I have never seen it before.
Yeah. And you love Captain America. You've got, like, the shield, and you've got a shirt, or probably more than one.
I'm very fond of him, yeah.
And so we started throwing up Captain America prompts into this art program called Midjourney. And
every one of them is interesting to look at. I mean, it's compelling to me just to kind of, you know, scroll through them. They're all a little weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like it can really figure out what you mean, like, better than...
It surprises you.
I'm not an artist. I can't just, like, draw what I'm thinking at all or paint or anything, so I can be like... Like, one time, a good example is I did, like, 1940s barbecue in the backyard, and I gave a few more... I gave a few more details, and it came out with exactly what I meant. I was just like, yes, that looks so
nice.
We
iterated it a few times. We didn't find it right away, but...
older, too, so the only reason we iterated it a lot is because it was like, wow, nobody has legs, or something like that.
Something else was messed
up. But overall, it was like the idea was exactly what I was going for. I was like, okay, yeah, and it knew what I meant. And
yeah, you can tell it to do certain styles or a certain photograph. Like, it make it look like an 80s photo or a 70s photo, or you can have it look like a still frame from a CCTV camera in black and white, or a fisheye lens. I mean, you can, anything you can think of.
They got it.
You can just, it will create it. And as you saw, it was what? 60 seconds or less to create a high resolution image of Captain America here as a Soviet propaganda poster. So that's what we did. We put Soviet Captain America, Soviet propaganda poster, and it came up with a bunch of different options. We chose one that that you liked, Mark, and then we came up with Captain America punching an evil German dictator because they won't let you use the word Hitler, which is just stupid.
Or Nazi.
Yeah, so I have my critiques with Midjourney, but ultimately the art itself is pretty fun. So here's the news. So do you remember, Bonnie, when we first started doing these things on, I don't know if it was Midjourney or where we were, but there was always this term that was sort of tacked on called trending on ArtStation. You remember
that? Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people would add, so you add certain things to the description or the prompt that you want to influence the prompt. Some people will add in an artist's name. So like,
for proportions.
You know, H.R. Giger or Alex Gray or something like that. It'll kind of, it'll sort of swing the art in the direction of that artist, right?
Is Giger's name, is H.R. Giger's name Giger?
Maybe it's Geiger. I don't know. Okay. H.R. Giger. Geiger. Whatever. That guy. The guy that made The Alien. Anyway, yeah. You put in...
But you're a huge fan.
You put in a name of an artist, and it'll swing it in that direction. Well, it's also true if you put in a name of a website. So apparently there was this Art Station website. I'd never heard of it. But it's one of these sites for artists to post their artwork, and I don't know, people subscribe to it or something. I don't know if there's a revenue model or if it's just a, hey,
so
I'm showing off my artwork.
So it existed pre-AI is what you're saying.
Correct.
Oh.
So it's a site for artists to post their artwork. And so people were using that tag when they would generate the AI art because they wanted it to have that sort of Art Station feel to it, basically. Well, now Art Station, according to Vice.com, is being flooded with the same image posted over and over by different users. A large red no symbol covering the word AI paired with a caption that reads, quote, no to AI-generated images.
Okay, so you're not making art either. You're posting a dumb thing.
Starting Tuesday, artists began protesting against the platform by uploading the image onto their portfolios after some users pointed out that AI-generated art was being featured on the site's main explore page.
Imagine that you like going on ArtStation and looking at art, and you go on there and your artist is protesting and posting that big poster that just says no. Don't you think you're going to lose interest and just like be like, stop supporting them?
Yeah,
it's just like, you might as well just continue putting out your work and forget what anybody else is doing.
It's just a big tantrum, basically, and it's really just lame. But anyway, to many artists on ArtStation, the juxtaposition of AI-generated images with their own work is degrading and undermines the time and skill that goes into their art. AI-driven image generation tools have been heavily criticized by artists because they're trained on human-made art scraped from the web, as though artists aren't influenced by other artists.
And what another thing that this reminds me of is just like people who play guitars and drums who say like, pop music isn't real music. Just because pop music gets better, easier to do, you don't have to be that talented, but you can have like a creative mind and you can make way better music than anyone can make with a stupid guitar.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if I agree. But
electronic music is much better than the sound of an old man playing a guitar.
Everybody's got their preferences, Bonnie, when it comes to music.
What I would say is did we have like, you know, the nation stand still because of accountants protesting calculators?
That happened?
No.
No, it's a joke.
No, I'm just, I mean, it seems like technology is going to weave its way into every section of, you know, modern life. It's gonna threaten the jobs of a whole bunch of people, and artists appear to be no different. And I don't know, you know, like I often look to me, art is worth something either because A, I like it, or B, somebody else likes it. So I could see. You know, maybe it seems likely to me that if you bought a Salvador Dali original painting today, that you would be able to sell it in 10 years for more.
Possibly.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I think that that's true with, you know, Pablo Picasso and a variety of them out there. Banksy, I know he's a modern artist that you, and there's probably a handful of them that you can, that you can buy and then maybe sell it for more later. That's, you know, I can see art as investments, but. To me, all you have to do, Ian, you've been to the Ringling Museum of Art. And
not since I was a little kid, but yeah, I have.
You have an idea of what I'm talking about, the Renaissance art, the Baroque art,
it's
you know,
really
this kind of stuff there. Yeah, you may find it boring.
Yeah,
but
it's awful.
You can see the talent. What I see in modern art is crap in many cases. Just absolute garbage. Somebody, like, yodeling while they, you know, sculpt Joe Biden's head out of butter. I mean, like, it's just garbage. And, I have no particular use for it. So, to me, it is of low value. Which, of course, this art is of low value, too. It's being produced quickly, easily, 60 seconds. Now, I don't know what they're doing to sell you the art. What are they doing when you want, you know, when you want this art? When you see
you
a piece...
You can download it.
That you're like, I want really bad. I want
are
this.
Are we talking about from the real artist, quote-unquote?
No, from the... I know what artists, real artists do.
Are you talking about on the AI generated?
The AI generated.
Well, you can use some of these for free, but then they want you to subscribe. And in the case of Midjourney, you pay like $10 to $30 a month, depending on what you want, you know, the level of subscription. You just download whatever you want.
Well,
can you put it on your website? If you
With Midjourney, they give you the copyright on what you generate, whereas DALL-E keeps the copyright for them.
Okay.
So you have to look at the terms. There's different setups out there.
Can you just go view somebody else's on Midjourney without having paid?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Because in that case, you could just download it like you can download anything.
I'm not 100% sure about that, Bonnie.
Or you can screenshot it like you can screenshot anything.
Right? I think you can get in the server for free, and yeah, I think you can look around and watch as much as you want. So, but when you pay for it, you get access to their website, and it kind of organizes it all for you, and it's really, really
nice. So very cheap is at least the answer.
It's cheap. It's cheap. I mean, the amount you'll pay for a whole year's worth of subscription to Midjourney is less than you'd pay a professional artist to make one piece of work for you, Mark. So AI-driven image generation tools, according to Vice, have been heavily criticized by artists because they're trained on human-made art scraped from the web and then effectively remix or even closely copy it without attribution. These poor babies.
Well, you can't be attributed when, I mean, like, you didn't do the work on it. The AI did the work. They don't need to attribute you, or, I mean, you know, give you your name credit or whatever, credit you.
So it goes on to talk about who created this protest. It was an illustrator named Nicholas Cole who posted this no AI illustration and then somehow got other people to copy it. And due to the protest, ArtStation has released a frequently asked questions regarding AI artwork on its platform, where it defended the inclusion of AI-generated works on its platform. The company stated that its content guidelines do not prohibit the use of AI in the process of artwork being posted. However, it says users' portfolios should only feature artwork they create, and we encourage users to be transparent in the process. But how would you really know?
So this is... it's not really AI as much as it's a tool for creating art for the individual, is the claim.
Yeah, it opens up the artwork world to everyone, is what it does. That's the brilliance of this AI art. I can't do more than a stick figure, right?
Sure.
But now, with a few words, I can crank out whatever I want to. You just said Joe Biden's head made out of butter. I just made one. Okay? It's that easy. So these poor artists are bitching because the price of art's going to come down. That's really what they're upset about. They're seeing the future of their careers, meaning they're going to make less money.
Wait, they'll let you do Joe Biden on here, but not Hitler?
I know, right? It's not fair. Out of time tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.